Hi, fellow Boomerians, as Slandy would say, over there in Canada. So it's Tuesday afternoon, approaching 4 o'clock, so at some point, I'm not quite totally sure what time it is, but having had a kind of semi-frustrating Monday. Took my mum to the local eye clinic to have one cataract removed. So thankfully that all went according to plan. What didn't go to plan was the timing of the day. It's going to slip into, we were there at 9:15, and we didn't arrive back in the house till 2 o'clock, and they seemed to keep us waiting. So the morning slipped into the afternoon quite a lot. I'm not quite sure what the delay was. It was, they were just slow, or there wasn't that many people there. There was only, I think there were 6, including my mum. But, anyway, it all turned out okay. So my uncle's still down from Carlisle. He'll be going back on Thursday. So I was actually in good hands till then, and I'll take over the timing of the eye drops to make sure she's alright. I think she'll be fine now. So that's that. So I'm kind of feeling a bit, I don't know, not stressed out by it, but thinking of what might come next. She'll need to go back in 3 or 4 weeks to have that checked out, and then booked in for the other side. So that's kind of been my thoughts at the moment. It's quite windy up here today. I hope you can hear me. I've got my old spuffle on. I need to change hands. So somewhere I've lost one of my gloves. I had it yesterday. So I might be tweeting out the tale of a lost glove. Excuse the handling noises while I put my glove on. I'm going to put the zoom back of your right hand. Put the other hand in the pocket. There we go. Yeah, MC Fontaine has been doing a series of tweets where people take pictures of one glove, missing gloves in the street and stuff. So I might be adding to that with my own glove if I can't find the other one. So we're over Walton Hill, approaching the unofficial Audio and Boom bench. Into have a cup of coffee in a minute. I've got my flask, I didn't bring me jet water today. Quite cold, so I'm not going to be able to all that long. So we've got quite a good view today. Last time I was up here, I was up here with Flinty Rich, and it was absolutely chucking it down with snow. So thankfully we've got better views today. So we can see right past the Tuclay Hills, up into North Shropshire, the Long Mynd. We can see over into Wales, mid Wales. Radnor Forest and going towards the Elan Valley. And then we can just about see, if I can come out the way of a tree, into the Black Mountains. Of course, Malvern's there. Into the Vale of Gloucester. And the North Cotswolds. Yeah, so I'm feeling a bit slightly stressed out, I don't know. I'm not quite sure why. I'm pondering on old age at the moment and what it means to be getting old, and the forthcoming care of an elderly relative who needs assistance. Mostly at the moment it's monetary She's not been hiding to help her financially, just helping her sort out bills and things that need to be sorted out, like her car. I took that for an MOT yesterday. And the car tax will be coming due in a few weeks' time, so that'll be... that's a fairly simple task. We had a slight panic on the insurance when we thought she'd not done it quite right, but it turns out she'd saved herself some money, so she came out all right on that one. She saved nearly £100 on herself without even realising, I don't think. There was a small amount of panic when we thought they hadn't taken enough money. But it turns out she'd obviously phoned them up and then had a conversation and promptly forgot about it. So stuff like that I'm intervening with at the moment, which isn't a bad thing, obviously. So I'm sporting my new glasses, which I had trouble with that. I had to have a second pair made because of the prescription was wrong. So we're just now looking at the view with these new glasses, and that seems to be quite sharp. We can see the Clent Hill somewhere I'm standing. It's kind of overcast and grey today, it's a typical winter's slumber, not much weather going on. I think the north of England and Scotland are due some weather, whether we'll get it down here, I don't know. I quite like snow when it's like when I went for a walk in the Peaches with Black 73 Cat. A nice winter's day. There's a dusting of snow, just deep enough to make it a good snow walk, but not too deep that you got bogged down in it. I'm kind of looking forward to spring now. I've got a few shoots coming up in the garden, and some of my bulbs, spring bulbs, crocuses and such like. I've not seen any snowdrops yet. I've seen a few in the cemetery, just poking their heads up. Yeah, so I thought I'd come up and have half an hour up Walton Hill. You can't beat a local place to come and have a look at, just do some thinking. That's what I've come up here for today, just do a bit of thinking. I've got this notion, I want to move house. I did a boo the other day about feeling hemmed in. And the problem is I just want to move house. I don't really want to go through the hassle of having to sell my house. Be told it's only worth so much of what they think it's worth. It does need some work done on it. It needs upgrading. But unfortunately, the houses that I want to move into are out of my price range. So I've got that classic dilemma. Is there any point in moving house when I'll be pretty much swapping like for like? If I could do a move into the country somewhere where I could guarantee some quiet. It kind of brought home to me over the weekend when all one word came up. What a noisy place Birmingham is. You almost get used to it. All the hustle and bustle and the cars and the buses and the lorries and the people, and every so often you come to realise, wouldn't it nice to be able to have a bit of peace and quiet, just like now? That's the thing, you see, 20 minutes drive, and I'm stood on my own. I've got probably 270 degree views, maybe 300 degrees. And a day like today, which, okay, it's not sun shining, but I can see for miles. I could probably see end to end 80, 90 miles if I sweep round the horizon. Right down to the Cotswolds, I can see. Right down, kind of almost to the Severn Estuary, even though I'm pretty sure I can't see that, but that's the direction I'm looking. So maybe I'm better off staying where I am, I don't know. I don't really want to move because I like the house I live in. It's a nice little house, it's a little three-bedroom terraced house. I don't know. It's a bit of a rambly boon, isn't it? A rambly log. So this is my equivalent of McColgan's morning thoughts. Rambly thoughts. There's also been talk about this new audio boom update. It's gone wrong again. There's talk of people not coming back. There's a couple of voices I'm missing already who've mentioned on Twitter that they're probably done with audio boom and might not post again. It should be a shame. Two of the people I really like to listen to. All because audio boom can't get their act together and get a decent app working that people can use. Can't be that hard, surely. I mean, I don't use the app, I'll be honest. I never have done, it's always been crap. But I've managed to find a way with my Zoom. I found a little bit of a workflow that doesn't take too long. But why should you have to buy a device? Why should you have to spend ages? I mean, the workflow I do, I have to I record them in Zoom, I plug it into my computer. Depends on the thing. If I've got two or three files I need to join together, I'll copy them to the machine. Otherwise, I'll just right-click the file off of Zoom. Process it through Audacity. And then export it either into a FLAC or a M4A file, depending on what the usage for it is. And then I'll upload it. But some people don't want to do that, which is fair enough. If you're on the run and you've got things to do, you want to fire up a quick piece of audio. I'm sure the bang was. Farmer, probably, shooting off, scaring away birds or something. Anyway, that's me rambling from the empty Walton Hill. Attempting to watch the sun go down, but it's obscured by the cloud cover. So, thanks for listening, and we'll catch you in the next audio boom.